Shalom, everybody! In the last FMT, we discussed the very powerful and beautiful word that Moshe says in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Moshe says, Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem, you are the children of Hashem. That's only the first part of the Pasuk. The rest of the Pasuk says, Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem, Lo Tisgodedu, Velo Tasimu Korcha Beneinechem Lameis. Do not cut yourselves or tear your hair out in mourning for someone who has passed away, God forbid. When someone dies, chas v'shalom, we are certainly sad. And the Torah tells us that mourning has limits. Mourning is part of the grieving process, but too much mourning, like injuring ourselves, God forbid, that is not allowed. However, many, many Mefarshim ask, what is the connection between the first part of the Pasuk and the last part of the Pasuk? What's the connection between Bani Matem, Lashem Elokechem, between us being Hashem's children, and Lotis Godadu, the prohibition against mutilating ourselves when someone passes away? Many Mefarshim offer beautiful explanations. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that since you are Hashem's children, since you are the children of the king, you are princes and princesses. Therefore, it is fitting for you to look and to act like children of the king and not to look unpleasant and disheveled with cuts all over and hair torn out. And therefore, too much grieving is not allowed. Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem. That is Rashi. The Ibn Ezra, Rav Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167, offers a different explanation as to the connection between Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem and the Isser of too much grieving. The Ibn Ezra says that once you realize Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem, once you realize that Hashem loves you like a parent loves a child, then you will realize that whatever Hashem does is good. It may not always seem good, but we have tremendous emuna that Hashem loves us like a parent. Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem. And He does whatever is good for us, just like a parent does, even if sometimes it seems that it's not good. Sometimes it seems unpleasant. Therefore, too much mourning is an expression of not believing, says the Ibn Ezra, in Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem. That's the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, offers another explanation to the connection between Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem and the Isser of harming ourselves in grief, God forbid. The Ramban's explanation is similar to the explanation of the Ora Chaim and to other Mefarshim. The Ramban says that when someone dies, chas v'shalom, we are, of course, certainly sad, unfortunately. But we know that we are Hashem's children. We know Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem. And mourning too much by cutting ourselves or tearing hair out makes it seem like we do not believe that there is an afterlife, that Hashem takes care of us, that there's a Tchiyas HaMeisim, that this person who passed away is returning in Yirtzeh Hashem to Avinu Shabashamayim, to their Father in Heaven. We know that Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem, and therefore when they die, we're sad, of course, but we know they're returning to their Father, to our Father, to Avinu Shabashamayim. The Alshich, Rav Moshe Alshich, who died in 1593, agrees with the Ramban, and he says that the situation when someone dies is similar to a man and a woman who were married, but the husband had to work in a faraway land. For work, he had to work far away. He was able to make a nice living there, but it was far away, and they had to live separately. Now, if the mother ever found out that her son left to go live with and work with her husband, of course the mother would be so, so sad that her son left her. But her sadness would be mitigated somewhat because she knew that her son would be living with his father. His father loves him and will take care of him 1,000%. The Alshich says the same is true when someone passes away, God forbid. Of course we are sad that they are not with us physically anymore, but we are strengthened by our emuna and by our knowledge that Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem, we are Hashem's children, and the person who just passed away is returning to their father. And if someone were to cut themselves, God forbid, or to tear their hair out, that would reflect that they do not believe that they are going back to their father. When someone dies, God forbid, we are saddened, of course, but we know full well that they are going back to where they belong and that they will be taken care of completely and eternally by Avinu Shebashamayim. Have an amazing day, everyone.